today than before. I'd like to bring to order the Tuesday, April 18th regular board meeting at 5 p.m. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truax?
Here.
Mr. Whitman? Mr. Begany?
Here. Item 1.03, the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you please rise?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I move that we adjourn to executive session. Do I have a second?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Begany, second by Mrs. Dunlap. Any discussion?
Do we not also, prior to that, have to approve the minutes, or are we going to?
It's whatever you want to do. I put it on the agenda that we do the minutes, and any additions then go to executive session.
That's fine. That's what I get for not looking ahead. Then we'll table that until we go through the minutes. Motion 2.01, approval of the March 11th, 14th, minute and the 20th and 21st minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truax. Do I have a second? Second by Ms. Tenero. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truax?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Items 3.01, the approval of the agenda. There is one addition to the agenda under items from the board, where it's a consulting agreement. Do I have a motion on the floor? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truax. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer?
Mr. Truax?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Now, returning to our tabled motion, returning to adjourn to executive session. Do we need to go through the procedurals again?
Mr. Begany made a first, Mrs. Dunlap made a second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truax?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
And we are adjourned to executive session. We hope to return before 6:30 p.m. Hope. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truax?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begany?
Here. All right. Welcome. Welcome for those of you that came in after we left. We are now moving on to item 5.01, Certificate of Recognition for our National Merit Scholarship Program. David Waite, please come on down. Mr. Bennett, or your administrator here with you by any chance? Come on. Come on down. Moving on, item 6.01, board members may speak on different topics at this time. We'll start with Mr. Truax.
Thank you, President Begany. Thank you all for coming out tonight and sticking around. This is hopefully going to be short and sweet, but I'd like to say thank you for all the members of our community that stepped out while we were going through some of our processes here over the past month and a half, and for all the support that we were given, and for letting us in turn then do what's best for the district. So thank you very much.
Ms. Tenero?
I have nothing, thank you.
Ms. Dunlap?
Thank you all for coming again tonight. It's an awful nice night, and I appreciate that you've come and spend a little bit of your time indoors with us. David, congratulations. Quite an accomplishment, and very proud of you and proud you're here in Reynoldsburg with us. Wish you all the best of luck. Finally, I wanted to keep it short and sweet as well. We have a lot on the agenda, but I was lucky enough to be invited to Taylor Road Elementary's art show, and it was just amazing, wonderful to wander up and down the halls and see everything that they have done. Those kids are doing wonderful things. The creative juices are flowing. It's nice to see them getting the full year of art. And kudos to Jenny King, who is doing a fabulous job with them. So I look forward to going to Slate Ridge's art show here next week. That's about it for me, Mr. President.
Thank you. Mr. Whitman?
A couple of months ago, I talked about the Ohio Department of Education's draft of exactly how to implement the Every Student Succeeds Act. They were asking for input up till March 2nd. Now they've sort of pushed that off until September or so. And I was asking for some of fellow board members' thoughts here. And I understand that one of our speakers is going to address this issue during the community items here. But I did have a resolution I'm going to not call for a vote on tonight, just put it out here, kind of hear what people have to say about it, and then perhaps next month we can do something with it. So, Madam Treasurer, do you have that?
It's on the agenda, so you should be able to click on it. And
Is there a mouse here?
Mr. Stark can do that and put it up there. And
okay, and I'm quoting heavily from the draft document here. Whereas the Every Student Succeeds Act represents a shift from broad federal oversight of primary and secondary education to greater flexibility in decision-making at the state and local levels, and whereas as part of ESSA, Ohio will re-examine its testing requirements, and whereas participants in the Ohio Department of Education's stakeholder meetings during the fall of 2016, quote, expressed an interest in continuing to explore a further reduction in testing, and whereas Ohio's current testing schedule for grades 3 through 8 and high school goes beyond what is required of ESSA, and whereas the Department of Education intends to work in partnership with Governor Kasich and the General Assembly to re-examine any state requirements not required under ESSA, now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Education of the Reynoldsburg City School District encourages the Ohio Department of Education to reconsider its current intention to, quote, maintain its current state assessment system, and be it further resolved that the Board of Education of the Reynoldsburg City School District encourages the Ohio Department of Education to examine possible reductions in state assessments of Ohio K-12 school students.
And so we can review that, and then potentially if we wanted to make a move on something like that in support of, we would do that at the May meeting, correct?
Yes, we could do that.
So if any fellow board members have thoughts on this now, I welcome them. Otherwise, they can email or otherwise contact between now and the next board meeting.
I guess one question that jumps to mind immediately, is this something that has been done before, and what is the intention of, you know, behind obviously all the whereas and therefores, but what is the intention, and has this been done before?
I don't know if it has been done before. Perhaps Madam Treasurer, Madam Superintendent would know about that. But as to the second question about what's the intent, I just know that the Ohio Department of Education has said, you know, they want to hear from people. In particular, they would want to hear from boards of education on, you know, any thoughts on what they should do. And since their stance on state testing just seemed to be, well, let's just, you know, let's leave it alone just for now, I think we might want them to have a more active role in considering state testing.
Okay, so like many of us have written letters ourselves, this is more of a collective, louder voice, kind of focusing on one particular issue where they don't seem to be making much
Yes, certainly. I mean, in fact, I encourage everyone in the audience to review the document and email or, you know, otherwise contact legislators in the Department of Education with whatever concerns they had. The issue of testing was the one that many fellow board members seemed to bring up specifically last time. But it's different sending a message as an individual, mm-hmm. Even as a board member. If I send a message, you know, as an individual, I'm speaking as an individual, not for the board. It's something like this that, you know, if the board voted on it and approved it, that then it could be communicated as an official, input from a board of education. Anyway, as for precedents,
I don't think we've done this a lot in the past. I don't really think that OD's really asked for input from boards a lot, maybe like they've done now, but I don't really recall doing this a lot.
It's becoming common. I don't want to start, were you finished? Because I was going to kind of flow right into it. Mr. Woodman kind of laid the foundation for something. Mr. Truex and I were invited by a combination of board presidents throughout Central Ohio, specifically the Franklin County board presidents and vice presidents, including districts like Upper Arlington, Dublin, Columbus City Schools, Grandview, New Albany, Hilliard, and the such. I have a complete list here. And we were invited to come and just sit down and talk. A lot of the districts in the Central Ohio area have similar concerns, whether it's testing, whether it's charter schools, whether it's any number of other things. And so under Gary Baker and Kathy Johnson and Lynn May from Dublin and Charlie Wilson from Worthington, they decided to kind of bring a kind of like an ad hoc Franklin County group that would work together to address some of these larger concerns, kind of alluding to what Mr. Whitman was saying. It's one thing if a board member says something, it's another thing if it's a district that says something. Now all of a sudden you're taking the mighty 16 districts, including the ESC of Franklin County, and also adding that weight to remind our legislators who they indeed do work for, and also get the boots on the ground to kind of make some of these changes, including things like ESSA, including things like testing, amongst a number of other things. It is very early in the planning stages. We've had two meetings. One was kind of their initial beginning one, and then there was one that we were invited to. And again, we'll probably do this probably once a month until we figure out exactly the logistics of everything. But what it's designed to do is to give boards just one more opportunity to share what's going on at the district level with each other and take that to the State House, our current legislators all the way across, to make sure that they understand exactly what it is that they're voting on and what they're doing. And with the weight of the majority out there of these districts actually saying something, it might gather their attention just a little bit more. It's not going to be something where, you know, there's going to be a lot of official action and everything would be brought between, you know, before the board like this, like the ESSA letter for the resolution. But what it does is, again, it just helps to add a voice to it. I'm more than happy to talk about that and any other number of issues. But again, we are running a little bit behind for some things. So we're going to go ahead and move on to what I think some of you might be waiting for. I'm not sure, though. We're going to go ahead and move on to item 7.01, the superintendent, you have the floor.
President Begney, members of the board, ironically, I was going to remind everybody in the audience that we are in the throes of testing right now, assessing our kids and wrapping up the school year, but that indeed is the fact that we are trying to culminate the school year with lots of assessments for lots of different purposes, and students are focused, teachers are focused, and I appreciate your steadfast cooperation and seeing that through on behalf of the kids. So other than that, I only have fellowships on the agenda, so we're ready to move on to those.
I need the board to vote on those before.
Thank you, President Begney, members of the board. The Reynoldsburg Leadership Fellow Award recognizes teachers who make a substantial impact in the school community, resulting in positive outcomes for children. These successes result from educators who voluntarily and passionately serve students in non-traditional, expanded, and/or hard-to-fill roles that greatly contribute to the positive outcomes, both for the students on their rosters, students beyond their classroom walls, and for their peers. Tonight, for the third year in a row, I am proud to recommend 56 teachers for the Reynoldsburg Raider Fellowship Award. This group of teachers represents the third cohort of Raider Fellows, with 16 of the 56 being recognized as a fellow for the third consecutive year. I can't tell you how many hours and days I spent reading every single word on every single application or nomination, and it was a source of pride for me. It was a very, very daunting and difficult task because we are very blessed to have so many amazing and well-deserving educators in our district. It certainly was very, very hard to choose. But I stand here today proud to say that each and every teacher that's being honored tonight is tremendously deserving of the award, and I hope that you will support my recommendation in honoring them. Their impact is probably even greater than any of them could ever know. So just like the years before, we asked some of the experts to tell us how these great teachers impact them.
Sometimes it's kind of cool, but it's kind of a bullshit too, so, but I don't want to tell Miss Pope about it.
Ooh. This is for Ms. Calico. I left the page blank because Ms. Calico doesn't have many pet peeves. She's a very understanding person. She doesn't ever really get mad. She's very nice.
Mr. Davis and Ms. Marino, they push us to our limits and make us work very hard in what we do.
You find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow.
She's taught me everything I need to know. She taught me how to follow the core values and be nice to one another.
Them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day.
Because at the beginning of the year when we were working on speech, Mr. Smith helped me become a leader in Model UN by making me speak out with confidence at the Model UN conference.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by.
Congratulations, Miss Thompson!
Congratulations, Miss Pope!
Thank you, Ms. Demchuk, for not only teaching me to be better in math, but to be better in life.
Congratulations, Ms. Hamlin.
Hi, Ms. Lavina. Congratulations on your award, and you really just deserve this. Thank you so much for everything that you do for me and for all of my peers. You're a wonderful teacher, and congratulations again.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Mr. Sorensen, on your award. You certainly deserve it, and I know all of your students, if they were given the chance to say something about you, would say wonderful things, and they would also say congratulations. So from everyone who's ever had you and all the students who will have you in the future, just thank you from all of us for making us better people.
Congratulations, Mrs. King.
Thank you, Mrs. B, for being our music teacher.
Thank you, and congratulations, Mr. King, for being the teacher and for some work. Love you.
Congratulations!
I've seen this video probably 7 times, and I am destined to get through this without tears. But every time I watch it, it's just so powerful. We have such an amazing opportunity working with our kids. And these people behind me don't take praise very well. And so it's up to us to praise them. And so without further ado, President Begney, members of the board, I'd like to propose a motion, ask you to make a motion to approve the 2017 Raider Fellows.
So moved.
Second.
Second by everybody.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. So, again, I have the checks. They are not in the mail. They are here with me. So, anybody here tonight, I am so happy to award you now that we have board approval with a check for $3,900, which is way too little. And a beautiful crystal plaque, as we've done in the past, and just the honor and respect of being one of the excellent teachers in our district that can represent our school district and what excellence means to all of us. So as I call your name, please come up. And I'm going to ask you to remain standing until all names have been called. We'll get a couple pictures, and we're going to try to get to your trophy tonight, too. I think that's important. So, first up, Carmen Atkins, please come by me and so I can give you your stipend. Caitlin Almodover. Caitlin's not here. Barb Arndt. I need to get my purse. My bag.
Tissue.
Yeah. Barb, congratulations, Barb. Amy Babb, Janet Benedict, okay, oh, Janet's here, congratulations, Janet,
you're the best,
you're welcome, Andrew Bone could not make it, Susan Borquit, Mia Brower, Christina Calkins, Andrea Calico, Jim Coley, Shauna Krim, Ian Davis, Katie Dimchick, Paul Drake, Kathy Ewing, Model Fall, Matthew Fetro.
Congratulations.
Deb Flattery.
Oh, Kathy, there you are. Congratulations.
Nicole Ford, Angie Farino. Ring. Oh. Nicole. Oh, this is my turn. I just gave her yours. Lorraine Goggenbaugh. Kelly Gettert. Angie Griffin. Joseph Griffin. Tammy Grozinger, Kayla Hamlin, Hunter Haswell, Brianna Johnson, Ann Jumper. Heather King, Jenny King, and Carol Coles. Congratulations. Congratulations. Taylor Lane, Heidi Leeds, Anna Levina, Tracy Macedonia, Don Malo, Mindy Martin, January Murgatroyd. Lori Niskoviak, Melissa Pope, and Tyron. You're gonna have to squeeze in. We're gonna get a group picture. Come on, just indulge just a little longer. Tara.
Like you really love each other. Mindy, you're like
Stephen Woodray, Caroline Rittenauer, and Carmen Robinson. Tom Smith, Joe Sorensen, Kathy Thompson. Twyman, Austin Walsh, Takiya Washington, Christina Watts, Mary Ellen Weeks, Laura Wills, which one? Wait, I don't see you. Hi.
Wow.
Just in time.
Just two more. Bridget Wilson and Sarah Zinzer. Sarah? Bridget? Wow. All right. Without further ado, please join me in congratulating the 2017 Raider Fellows. One picture, please take the envelope off and hold up your card, and we want to get a picture. These cards that you have don't necessarily represent what your particular student may have said about you. If you want your card, please send an email to Valerie Wonder, our Director of Communications, and she will make sure that all of the cards your students wrote for you get into your hands so you can keep those if you'd like. So Valerie Wonder and Valerie, and the rest of the team, outstanding job on helping us celebrate and congratulate the teachers. The video was excellent. Took a lot of planning and coordinating and sneaking behind the scenes, so thank you. I'm going to get out of the way so we can get a good picture.
Yeah. promise I'm not making bunny ears behind you. Thank you.
No, you get to keep them. But if they're...
All right, before they all go out and go to BW3s or wherever it is that they're going, Madam Treasurer, the motion was on the floor, but we did not vote yet, so let's go ahead and take care of that real quick.
Okay. Mr. President, did Mrs. Dunlap make the second?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero? Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Motion passed. Also, I wanted to go back. I neglected item from the board, the recommendation. I'm making a motion for the consulting contract for Melvin Brown that is before you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Truex. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero? Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Okay, motion passed. Moving on, recognition of visitors. Did we have any speaker slips, Madam Treasurer?
No, only the one on the agenda.
All right, we do have one person who's requested to speak before us this evening. Come on down. Please announce your name and your topic, and be nice.
Yeah. Good evening. My name is Beth Thompson. I will be speaking with you tonight about a topic that's already been brought up, that of the ESSA, as well as reductions in state testing, which ESSA should allow us to do. A little bit of background. On April the 6th, I was pleased to attend a town hall meeting, which was held at Marion Franklin High School. It was hosted by Representative Teresa Fetter, as well as Representative Herschel Craig. Also in attendance was Representative Bernadine Kent, as well as several legislative aides, a host of former and current educators, and concerned community members across Columbus. The topic was the Every Student Succeeds Act, the draft of which was recently put on hold by ODE, and no small thanks to the efforts of Representative Fetter, until the submission deadline in September. Each of these legislators urged the public to stand up and make their voices heard, as the federal government has indicated that ESSA must take into account stakeholder feedback. In addition, only a public push will create the big changes necessary in education, like limiting the punitive nature of testing, designing assessments that are truly developmentally appropriate for children, increasing wraparound services in districts that need them, and holding the top administrative decision makers across the state accountable for choices made, which may adversely affect our children. At the ESSA stakeholder meeting I attended, which one with Mr. Whitman attended as well, the overall feedback centered around damage being done by excessive testing. I've included an example, and you'll get a copy of this, I'll email that and leave this one behind, of an April calendar of a third grader at Taylor Road Elementary. It lists 10 days spent testing, 10 days where at a minimum an entire morning is disrupted due to testing. This is half the total number of school days in April. Part of this is due to state-mandated testing, but the rest are district-level tests. I'm urging the board to look again at issues related to redundancy so as to reduce the total number of hours spent testing children. For example, if students are taking AIR reading and math tests, do they really also need to take both STAR and iReady assessments in both subject areas? I am happy to note that the Dayton Daily News has reported that by an overwhelming majority, Ohio State School Board has voted to remove testing data as a required component of the Ohio Teacher Evaluation System. In the email, you'll get a link to that report. I'm asking that as teacher contracts open for negotiation this summer, the board look carefully at any components that heavily rely on testing for evaluation and compensation purposes, as would seem to be in line with the state board's new recommendations. At the town hall meeting in early April, we were urged to speak to those who might join the revolution. I feel strongly that revolution is exactly the word that is fitting in this case at the present time regarding the state of education in Ohio. We are not always meeting the needs of our students, of our babies, in the best and most developmentally and educationally sound manner. Assessment on its whole is both necessary and productive when it guides instruction in the classroom and allows for teacher improvement. But assessment for purposes of rewarding and punishing is not effective, nor is a system whereby we may wait months for results. In fact, Representative Federer discussed the unfairness of holding students, teachers, and schools accountable for, in her words, the failed tests, the revolving door of tests that we've seen in Ohio. And as teachers and students in Reynoldsburg are getting used to new assessments, I would urge similar caution. Testing can only tell a partial story of our children's strengths and weaknesses and should be part of a larger picture, including teacher observation, projects, and classroom performance. I encourage our board and administration to resolve to make changes at the local level that will allow our children to focus on developing and growing, learning from their teachers for the bulk of their time, rather than being tested repeatedly to gather information that good teachers know already. Then, I would also like a next step taken, reaching out to legislators in the State Board of Education, and to encourage them to participate in common sense solutions to the problems facing our children. This is similar to the resolution that Mr. Whitman has brought forth. Our children deserve the best our teachers can offer, exploration and creativity, not preparation for yet another test. Our children deserve to focus on social studies, health, the arts, not just subjects that are tested in a particular year. Only when communities come together and stand in unity will change be created. And I would urge all those in the audience, most of whom have left already, to stand up in a similar fashion for our children. So I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'll leave this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, items 9.01, 02, 03, 04, and 05. Good luck following that up. Madam Treasurer, go ahead.
On tonight for approval are the March 31st financial statements. There are also a couple of appropriation modifications. One for another cafeteria equipment grant. Wendy Novotny, our food service supervisor, is always out looking for more money to help improve our cafeterias, and she has received yet another grant. And the next appropriation modification is to a principal's fund. Also on is the transfer for the board share of winter sports pay to participate fees. We have several donations to the robotics team, the Human Traffic Coalition, and one to Taylor Road. And last but not least, our next step in finally getting our construction project closed out, I'm asking the board to authorize, which should be our final payment around the construction project, a check for over $19,000 to Crawford Mechanical. They were a contractor that worked on Herbert Mills. The contract was awarded 7 years ago this April. There arose a dispute because of a bonding issue, and that dispute has now been resolved. They have deducted the invoice by over 50%, and so our last payment finally, and then hopefully next month, if all goes well, I will actually bring all the closeout stuff for the construction project. And that's all that I have.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Any other discussion? Thank you to those who donated to the individual programs. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 10.01, 02, 03, 04, and 05 are up for action. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman, seconded by Mr. Truex. Madam Superintendent, if you have any comments, please.
Sure. President Begany, members of the board, a couple acknowledgments I want to acknowledge. I'll have to send your email tomorrow. Kathy Ewing has tendered her retirement, intends to retire at the end of the year after 19 years of service, and I'd like to thank Kathy for her time and her commitment and dedication to our students and our community. Congratulations to Melissa Drury and Heidi Leeds, who are being acknowledged for the Student Incentive Performance Bonus. Melissa, don't leave. I have this for you. And I'd like to acknowledge also Jeremy Miller, our principal at Taylor Road, who has made a determination with his family. Where are you, Jeremy? That he is going to move on to a new chapter in his life and get his life back. Congratulations, Jeremy. We are certainly rooting for you. He is planning to resign his position as principal at Taylor Road, pending his approval of his teacher contract tonight. He wants to join us in the classroom. And so I'm proud of Jeremy, and thank you for your service to Taylor Road, and I'll be rooting for you. Also, President Begany, members of the board, there are four classified employees on the agenda for retirement for a combined 56 years of service to our school district. So let's not be remiss in congratulating those folks. Herbert, James, Pam, and David, and wishing them the very best in their new chapters in their lives.
Thank you. Thank you again. That's great words for those that have retired. Any other comments? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Items 11.01, Translation and Interpreter Services. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Dunlap?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Madam Superintendent, did you want to explain to the crowd here the continuing need for our translators?
Yes, every month it seems, and which is a good thing. We are doing our best to strive to make sure that our communication with our families and our students is clear, and they can understand and we can understand, so we are better meeting their needs. So this is just an additional translator that I'm requesting the board approves so that we can use them immediately.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Items 12.01, 02, and 03 are on for approval. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Second?
Second.
By Mr. Whitman. This is our summer school calendar information and a couple of trips. Madam Superintendent, you want to tell us a little bit about summer school? It'll be here before we know it. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. We discussed summer school last month. We are committed to continuing to serve students during the summer months and to avoid the summer lag. We built programs around what we anticipate to be the needs based on where we believe kids are going to fall, particularly the elementary age kids as far as reading on grade level. Middle level students will be identified by their principals, and high school students will be able to take coursework for remediation so that they are ready to start the next year in August, ready to go for their next sequence of classes. None of the students will be charged for summer school with the exception of high schoolers. There will be tutoring support for students who still need to pass any part of the assessment, and transportation and both breakfast and lunch.
Thank you. And as far as items 12.02 and 12.03, I assume that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed for trips and things of that nature. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Items 12.04 and 12.05 are memorandums of understanding for Franklin University and Otterbein University. Madam Superintendent, if you want to give us just a brief description of what those are all about.
President Begney, members of the board, these two MOUs are consistent with the boilerplate or the template that we use for our agreements with higher education, so that our students can take dual enrollment courses. We're adding Otterbein this year, which is very exciting to a lot of our families. Although we're not able to provide transportation, we are going to provide the opportunity, so there are a lot of families excited about this, and Otterbein's excited about the partnership.
All right. Can I ask?
Yeah, go ahead.
Madam Superintendent, if I can just ask, so with Franklin, so I was reading through those, and obviously we haven't, we came up with some snags about transportation, but where are we in that process? Is it still, are we looking at policy, developing policy? I know, Mrs. Miller, there were still a lot of unanswered questions as of the last board meeting. So just kind of wondering where we are in this whole thing, discussion.
Board Member Dunlap, I was very clear in my position about that last month. And I think if there's some other desire of the board to go a different way, then you're going to have to talk amongst yourselves. But I was very clear about my position in not recommending transportation for the 17-18 school year.
Okay, but I'm not talking about 17-18. I think we're too far into the game, but beyond.
I certainly can't speak about that.
I think if the board wanted to pursue that, we could certainly pull together more data, but I think before we could really do the data, we'd have to kind of know what the parameters are, mm-hmm. so we know what we're looking at, like how you're going to decide
what kids you transport, what kids you don't, what institutions you transport to, which ones you don't. I think you'd have to have those set to do a better calculation.
Right. So we kind of discussed it at the last board meeting. I just wondered if we're moving forward, if it's kind of dead in water.
You know, what we talked about is one thing that we have to understand is, as a board, we talked about even having, you know, a board retreat with someone from, whether it's Ohio Department of Education or somebody that's from, you know, the educational office to come in and actually brief us on what the expectations are for College Credit Plus, to come in and actually let us know, because there's a lot of unknowns. Reynoldsburg was lucky enough to be kind of out in front of everybody, and now that it's kind of caught up, I think there are a lot of questions out there that they just haven't answered, because they don't probably know themselves. So until we actually get an idea of what the state is going to require the districts, and hopefully what the state will be paying for, and when they make these requirements, that I think would be the first step, is to make sure that we're on firm footing with the legislators to understand where we're going, and then we move forward from that point. Because there's no point in spending money or pushing forward anything if the state house is going to change the rules halfway through, and we have to be cognizant of that. That doesn't mean that anything's dead or anything's not, you know, that anything's going to get passed ultimately, but there's just more information that needs to be made before we kind of do that. And I think as we go through into the future, as we go through that, I think we'll have a clear understanding of that.
So we will be gathering that.
We need to know one way or another whether we expand. In reality, we need to know for the fact if we maintain things, because of the way things are going, is how much money is being spent out there, and are we spending more than the state requires, and if that's the case, should we continue it, and things like that. Those are the decisions that the board will have to kind of address to make sure we represent all the community members.
Okay.
I had one question. I noticed that one of these MOUs is much longer than the other. So is that just because, you know, Otterbein and Franklin just... I mean, one was all on one page, and one had like lots and lots of lots and lots of items. So.
Todd, I'm going to defer to that, since you were a part of the process of helping to create this MOU, and why one of them is multi-page and the other one's a single page.
I think, you know, kind of what was alluded to before, some of these organizations are more advanced in terms of these CCP relationships, and you probably see Franklin, who's had a lot more of these, pretty much has a boilerplate that we pretty much adopted. Otterbein's kind of new to the game in terms of looking at these, so it's not quite sophisticated. I think our goal, as we continue to have more of these, is develop a standard that we use, but a lot of these, because they're the larger organizations, we pretty much follow whatever boilerplate they would typically use for these types of arrangements.
Okay, thanks.
So we'll look forward to hearing some of that discussion. Items 13.01, the 2000...
Wait, there's a vote on the floor?
There is no vote. It's for discussion.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it is. Okay.
No problem. I screw up on things all the time. Items 13.01, the 2018-19 school calendar is up for action. Can we get a picture of that up there? I did have one question. The days that Election Day, November, usually traditionally those days are professional days, things like that. Did the Board of Elections decide to take everything out of that? Was that one of those days? Yeah, so it would be November 6th.
That's typically when there's a presidential or a mayor, or, you know.
President Begney, members of the board, we usually reserve that Monday is usually some sort of comp day, I believe, for in-services, and that Tuesday we also have an in-service day where we bring teachers in, or reverse, either way, in order to limit accessibility with students in the building. So we do have as long as I can remember, we have had that Tuesday off, Election Day.
I just hadn't seen it, so I just didn't know if that was a color error on that one.
And that's certainly something we can revisit. We certainly can remove this from the agenda and take back and tease that out and bring it back in May, if that's something you'd like to see.
Just to be on the safe side, so that way when the calendar gets done, we don't go ahead. I realize that. I know it's not that would be the 2000, that would be November of 18. So yeah, that would be, there'll be elections at that point in time. So
I do know too that Mr. Keyes has been working pretty closely with the Board of Elections, trying to limit Some of the voting in the schools trying to look at, you know, spaces where we can either carve off the space or potentially look at alternative locations. So I think he's done a really good job of trying to minimize disruptions if we are still in session.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that that I knew the answer about how that would work out. So, all right. So shall we then pull that and table that just until we get those questions answered, and then bring it back up? Pending any unusual changes, that'll probably be our calendar for the 2018-19 school year. Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead.
Are you moving to table it then?
Yeah, then I would move to table. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Truex. Any other discussion?
We'll have to reconvene the calendar committee then, won't we? Or is that something you'll handle?
Whatever it is you'd like. We can reconvene the team, but the essence is we're going to have to find a day that right. we can trade out, and we can either select a day, which I think I could probably go through and pick a day that's consistent with what we've done in the past, and just substitute that day for the election day.
Okay. I think that would probably be the best course of action. All right, Madam Treasurer, would you call the roll?
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
All right, items 14.01, 02, 03, 04, and 05. Mr. Starr, we'll let you talk first.
One for your approval tonight are several items. The first one, 14.01, is part of the certificates of occupancy. This would be to finish up the work over at Livingston Avenue. This would be replacing some fire alarm devices and adding additional ones. Items 14.02 and 14.03 are part of the larger Livingston High School boiler replacement project. This would include the control portion and programming, as well as the duct cleaning for that project. Item 14.04 and 14.05 are part of the Taylor Road HVAC replacement. That is a much larger project in which there were two primary bids that we went on the street for. This would be the award of one of those bids. The other bid, which is a larger one to replace the chillers, boilers, and everything else, that did come in over budget. We were not able to award that bid. We're in the process of assessing the larger scope of that work.
But the timeline is still hopefully to get it going as soon as bids are possible, I guess would be the best way to put it.
I think part of it is trying to understand what was part of the reason for the bidding climate. To put it in some perspective, the budget for that scope of work was around $438,000. Bids came in at $635,000. None of the contractors who bid on the project actually walked or attended the pre-bid meeting. They've had no contact with either our department or the engineer's office. So we're trying to understand, part of it is it the scope, was it the drawings, everything else. We'll continue to assess and determine the best course of moving forward. And it could be split into smaller projects and phasing it. But that's something we're in the process of evaluating.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitman. Seeing no other discussion, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Motion's passed. Item 15.01, a motion to adjourn. Do I have a motion?
President Begany, before we do that, I'd like to go back to the calendar committee, because
sure.
I just got some information about what Mr. Starr did say. It appears that we are transitioning away from using the school buildings as polling places. So there will not be the need that there has been in the past, which was a consideration in the calendar committee when they proposed this calendar. So given that, I believe we're down to two buildings in that year they'll be used, and there's a possibility that they will be transitioned out by then. Is that correct, Todd?
I believe that's correct. Basically, we'd still be using the Summit High School PAC area. I know that could be a challenge in a presidential election year, but that would be the location. And then there's still some conversation about the Wagner Road Middle School, the gymnasium. I think we can kind of isolate that area. There has been some conversation with the Macedonia Church potentially using it as an alternative location, but that's still something that needs to be worked out with the Board of Elections.
But the bottom line is, calendar was developed with that in mind. So.
Okay.
The committee has already considered that, the fact that we're not going to have the need.
Is there a motion to return the calendar committee to a vote?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman. Do I have a second? Second by Ms. Tenero. We've discussed it, so I think we're good with that. Any other discussion points? If not, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Actually, you should first motion to take it off the table, so I think that's what Mr. Whitman did. Then after it's removed from the table, then you have to actually vote on the policy.
Okay. So then do I have a motion to take it off the table? That's what Mr. Whitman
did. That was what I did.
All right, so Madam Treasurer, please call the roll on that.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. And a motion to put it back on the table.
Or this time
or to vote.
To vote.
Yeah, to vote.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Whitman, second by Mr. Truex. Any other discussion? Seeing none. Madam Treasurer.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Back to 15.01, unless there was there anything, so we're all good with that then. 15.01, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Truex, second by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye. Meeting adjourned.